inspiration, motivation, encouragement. The Journey with James podcast starts right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the season 3 premiere edition of the Journey with James podcast. Thank you so much for sticking with me for the last 2 seasons. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for any feedback that you've given me. Thank you for just being a supporter. Support is so important. I say it all the time. We should always encourage, motivate, and inspire one another. And one of those things is actually supporting one another. When we got projects going on or we got something that's really important, we need to support one another. I can't stress it enough. Support comes a long way. It goes a long way and it helps you. It helps each other. So let's all support one another today. Let's find somebody out there that's working on something hard and support them in some kind of way. Let's not be envious and jealousy. Don't have all that kind of stuff. We don't need that kind of stuff. We need to support one another. Because guess what? We all got different skill sets. We all got different things. But all of us, we put things together. It all comes into a masterpiece. And for me as a Christian, I feel like we're building upon the kingdom of God. And we all have different tools in the toolbox. And each one of those tools is important to help build. So just keep that in mind. Be a support to everybody. And so for season 3 premiere, I am excited to have this person on the podcast today. He is Christian recording artist. He has 3 albums out right now and a new one that's on its way. And I actually got to listen to the new album. It's called Godspeed 2. He gave me a little preview and it's fire. It's really good. His name is Spees. And so he was on my talk show, my premiere talk show, where we talked a little bit about his life, his music, and of course his journey of life. And he gave us some tips and tidbits for people who are aspiring to be in the music business. It's something. It could be something, but he offers some good advice and different things like that. So here's the extended version of the talk show version. This is the full uncut version of our conversation that we had on the Journey with James. So it's the Journey with James podcast. God bless you guys. Enjoy the interview. And if you haven't seen the talk show version of this interview, you can always log on to my website at journeywithjames.net. You will find it there. And also you can find the video version of this podcast on journeywithjames.net as well. So without further ado, here's Christian recording artist Spees. He sits down and talks to me about his journey in life.
I got sparkling water.
LaCroix, is that grapefruit?
It's cherry blossom.
Okay, well, yeah. you're doing better than me, brother. I gotta give it to you. You're drinking your water, and I have something I shouldn't have. Let it be clear, it is soda. Oh, let me see that again.
I'm a little bit behind.
Okay, but I gotta give it to you. You drunk a lot, man. Congratulations on that, man. So
thank you, sir.
I guess the first thing I want to know, man, who is Ira Spann, the person?
Okay. Well, Ira Spann, there's a lot of levels to Ira Spann. I mean, Spees, the rapper, is a little bit more simpler, but Ira Spann is a computer geek. I love computers and I love gaming. I love basketball. I love my family. I love God first and foremost before all of that. But I'm just a family man that, you know, came up from Chicago and have seen both sides of the good parts of life, meaning times where you have everything in your hands until the bad parts of life when you have nothing. So really complex individual. I like to label myself as an introvert. You run into people who say you shouldn't label yourself as an introvert. But if I had to analyze myself and say, hey, do you want to talk to people or do you not want to talk to people? I don't want to talk to everybody. I like to talk to certain people, such as yourself, James, me and you at work, you know how we do. So I like to talk to people that, you know, that I have something in common with, or I know that's the real person that I'm talking to and not just the facade. So that's who Ira is.
So which one am I then? Am I one of the two you say it's either, you know, you know, somebody you can connect with that we have something in common, or someone who's not put on a facade. Which one am I? Am I both or?
You both.
Oh, look at that.
We always find something to talk about at work. I mean,
we do.
Yeah.
And you know, the debate I was having with you was the fact that I have friends that tell me, I tell them that I'm an introvert, and they tell me that, but actually they bust out laughing. They tell me the opposite. What do you think I am?
I think you are intra-extrovert.
That's it. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I tell people. And I want to keep that so I can play this for my friends, let them know I'm an intra-extrovert and I have somebody else to back me up. Because that's what it's about. But you said something so important that I think is so key. And we're going to talk about your music in just a few minutes. Because, you know, mm-hmm. this is The Journey with James. So we're going to get right into the journey. I always say my biggest thing is we're in this journey of life together. So why not encourage, mm-hmm. inspire, and motivate each other in this thing called life? Okay. Why don't we help each other? Why don't we, you know, we have some stories we can tell that can help the next person, or some ideas that can help the next person. When we come together is a great thing. Mm-hmm. Something you said that was key was that you adapt or you connect with people who don't put on a facade or, you know, facade or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why is that so important?
Because I feel like in life, we have certain people that we click with. And we have certain people that we don't click with. I mean, it's kind of natural that we do. But in life, in my life, I find it very rare to click with certain people, you know, because I think I'm just a different individual. And I think that sometimes people fit in this mold to fit in, where I am a rebel. I won't fit in the mold. I won't conform. I'm comfortable in my skin. Mm-hmm. I am who I am. And I feel like that's the journey that God wants me to walk out, is just be who you are. Don't be afraid to be yourself. And that's why even in my music, people said that I started as a rapper, and people said, you know, the kind of the crooning, they call it, but the sing melodic rap, don't do that, because your pocket is the, you know, bars, similes, metaphors, like just a kind of East Coast rap per se, because that's the genre I kind of grew up in. But I'm like, no, if I want to sing, I'm going to make this computer make me sound good when I sing. And as you practice, you get better at singing too when you do that. But I'm just me. So
yeah. And so I mean, I asked you that question because I had to come to a point in my life that I understood that I had a mask on my face trying to be something that I'm not. But it's so interesting, mm-hmm. that you said that you connect with people who don't have a facade. So that tells me, facade, I don't know why I want to say the wrong word, but that tells me that you can actually tell when somebody is putting on a facade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard to tell first, mm-hmm. on the first meeting, but over time, you know, you feel like a weight on that person. You know, it's just like a weight, or you feel like that person is reaching out extra, you know, doing extra things or saying extra things or trying their best to fit into certain circles. And it just doesn't seem organic, which I understand, and, you know, of course I don't call people out on that, but it's just we're all looking for a place, and that's a pro about me, I feel like. But the con is you get lonely sometimes. It's like, man, I wish I knew somebody here that loved to game like me or love music as much as me, and we can hang out. But it's like far and in between that I find these people. And so when I find people that I really can click with, and it doesn't have to be game, and it could just be like, hey, I see you for who you are, and that's who you are, fine, I can confide and trust in you, and we can be brothers, you know what I'm saying? And so that's why when I do find those people, I try to make them lifelong friends. You know, sometimes it turns out well, sometimes it doesn't, but hey, that's life.
Well, hey, brother, I'm here. And I wanted you to expound upon that because of the simple fact I want the listeners to understand that it's so important that we don't put a mask on and just be our genuine selves. It is, mm-hmm. so important because we are so uniquely made. God said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And when we're, mm-hmm. being ourselves, people can connect with that so much better than you putting on this airs that you are something that you're clearly not. So, you know, that's so important. And this leads me to some of your music. OK, because I believe that music tells a story. You know, it tells it could be a life story or your personal life. It could be somebody else's story. It could be something you observed throughout life. But I know you have three albums out right now, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. And so my children, my boys, actually had a chance to listen to every song on every album.
Wow.
Just really loving the music and everything. When I first heard it, I was like, this brother got skills. I mean, he got skills, man. And I know, and if I'm not mistaken, you did some of the producing with the music, not just rap on it, but you actually did the producing of the music, correct? For all your albums?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's that journey like? How did it all start for you?
Well, I started off rapping. I mean, growing up on the south side of Chicago, that's what you want to do, man. You grew up in the era of Jordan. So is you want to play basketball or you want to rap? I mean, you go to school and people are like, you see this, you see that, you heard this song, you heard that song. Mm-hmm. Your brothers, your peers, your cousins, you know, your father, they're exposing you to this. And then you see on TV all of the things that it brings. So you want to be a rapper growing up in those. You have no, and that's the sad thing in these environments, you have no exposure to anything else. You don't have any exposure to a doctor or engineer or, you know, even in my field, you really don't have any exposure. So these things, that's what you pretty much kind of cling to. So and my grandfather, who has a rich history in music, his name is Purvis Spann. He was a famous blues promoter. He was a disc jockey at a radio station called WVON. It's based out of Chicago, still active in Chicago as well. Okay. But I remember growing up and being around music, being around musicians, running through the halls of the radio station, and even getting older, helping my grandfather screening calls, handing them 8-track CDs, records.
8-tracks.
Yeah, man.
Take it way back, brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I've always been exposed to music. So that's one of the things that is therapeutic to me still to this day, which is awesome, man. Just kind of turning those things from, I guess, who some people can perceive them as a negative, basketball and rap. And every day, I love to play basketball and it's therapeutic. I put on my music and I just sweat, shoot by myself. And, you know, really, I like to play with others, but also it's just a workout myself. And then my music, when I sit down and write my music at night when I have time, it's therapeutic where I can express myself and express what I've been through, express what I'm going through. And it's awesome, man. So just turning that into something that I can lean on in life whenever things are too, you know, getting heavy for me. So
right. Well, your first album is called Let Me Introduce Myself. Uh-huh. And so with all that said, how did the whole rap thing come along, especially particularly Christian rap? Have you done regular rap before? Like I say regular rap, just the hip hop, just hip hop genre period. And then you transition to hip hop. Yes. I'm sorry, gospel. Not gospel Christian. Yes. Explain that. So, why did you change?
So first I started rap, you know, just being around people who wanted to rap. And I remember writing my first rhyme, a few rhymes. I would write poems at times and then wrote rhymes, but just being exposed to artists such as, you know, Notorious B.I.G.'s, Puff Daddy's, Jay-Z's and stuff. And you want to be like them. And so we started rapping. And then I found a friend in Houston. His name is Aaron. We call him Boogs. Shout out to Boogs.
What's up, Boogs?
So we started a rap group together. And we were kind of on the cutting edge of the first wave of people who started using computers heavily to do everything, to make beats, to record. So started recording, started rapping, right? And you hear Beats and you're like, man, I can't afford these Beats and I don't have access to them. Well, there's a program that you could download for free that you could start making beats on. So in high school, that's what I did. On Aaron's mother's or the family's computer, I would stay over their house until I got kicked out making beats, right? So time progresses and I started getting goods, better, should I say. And we started doing our own songs on a computer, just a computer mic, and started doing our own songs. And as time progressed, we started putting money together. I started to learn more about computers.
Okay.
Because I'm dealing with these older computers and I don't have hundreds of dollars at that time to get these computers fixed. So by trial and error, I learned how to put these computers together and also turned it into a career for myself later on in life. So that's how it started. It's just being influenced and inspired by rap, and then coming into the age of computers and internet and being able to download stuff off the internet and get different sounds from here, different sounds from there, sample certain soul music, like your Curtis Mayfields and David Ruffins, Marvin Gaye.
Taking it way back.
Yeah, man. And still I have an appreciation for that music just by sampling it, just understanding how rich it was, and even watching documentaries and stuff on how this music came together. But that's how the production started. It's just, I didn't know anybody who made beats. I didn't have the money to get the beat machines. And we came into the age of the internet where we can download freeware, we can download software on the internet and make our own beats.
Is it, did I hear LimeWire? Is it LimeWire?
Back in the day? LimeWire, we use Napster, we use Morpheus.
This is strong as can be in era.
Yes. In era. Yes, you learn a lot of tips to get stuff done without any money. So that's what I had to do to get the software and the songs. So
that's part of your journey, right?
That's right. Yep.
And see what I particularly like is I love all, like you said, all genres of music. And I particularly like a lot of upbeat sounding music. You know, I love my old school and all that stuff as well. But in certain aspects, when I'm working out or sometimes when I'm driving, I like to hear something upbeat. And one thing I love, especially when I have my boys in the car with me, is I love the fact that they can listen to your music because it sounds dope. It's just dope. And you can listen to it and I don't have to worry about, is there a cuss word up there? Is it this or that? Because I don't want my children hearing that kind of stuff, especially if I'm trying to raise them in the way they should go, Christ-like in the Christian atmosphere. It's so hard nowadays with society.
Yeah.
I mean, you turn on the TV, I'm nervous to even have my kids watch TV, even the cartoon, I'm nervous because you don't know what's going to pop up there nowadays. Everything just what in the world? So I appreciate someone, of course, you're not the only Christian rap artist, but I just appreciate you making this kind of music because my boys tell me all the time, my boys tell me all the time, you always listen to old school music, daddy. You this and that. They just don't know. That's some good quality music. I love music with meaning, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate that, man. Thank you for taking the time to do that.
I appreciate that, man. What kind of started me there is just even having a thought before raising kids. It's like, you're rapping about this, you know, disrespecting, you know, women, you know, just all the stuff that, you know, secular rappers rap about, you know, growing up. And it's like, you don't want your children hearing that. So when my children listen to my music or when I leave this earth, they can listen back to what their dad went through and what they went, you know, and you know, what I went through in all these, you know, different periods of my life. And, you know, they have a reference of me. And I also seen interviews with rappers, you know, secular rappers, and they like, do you let your children listen to your music? And they're like, no, we don't. So you're going to let my children listen to your music, but you're not going to expose your children to your music?
Contradiction, man. I don't like
that. Yeah, man. So I was like, I got to get done with this. And knowing the music business, man, and understanding it and kind of going through the ebbs and flows of the music business, man, you start to understand why these artists do the things they do. And it's like a lottery ticket, man. They do a song and they get a lottery ticket, and these record execs, they just pretty much milk them for all they're worth. If you know a lot of great artists, they did not get paid well for what they did, and they had to learn the hard way. So I had to learn the hard way as well. So yeah, that's the music.
So, well, okay. So with that said, you're a survivor though. You're still moving. You haven't stopped.
Yes, sir. Music.
So you're basically saying you had a bad experience.
I had them all throughout.
Okay.
In the beginning, as a 21 year old, I'm in the Houston scene. There's a lot of secular artists that are getting the pop. It was Houston's time at that time when I was out there. I'm going to different conventions and car shows, handing out beat CDs to, you know, big artists and trying to reach their A&Rs. And I did reach their A&Rs. And that was my first taste of the music business. It was good because it validated me, like, okay, you belong here. You can do this professionally.
Okay.
But as a 21, 22 year old that doesn't know much about contracts, doesn't know, you know, when to get a lawyer, or you don't know much about the music business. And when you read it, it doesn't really make sense, because the motivation to understand this information isn't there. It's the money, the cars, the clothes, and the girls, and all of that. That's what's there. That's what's in front. But as I went through my music business, I, you know, ran into and got the opportunity to work with some major artists and major labels there. And there's certain contracts that'll pay you up front, but then you won't get the royalties and the residuals and things that you are, that you deserve for being an artist.
Wait a minute. Are you serious, brother? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Yes, sir. That's the music game, man. And it's, you, like I say, you really have to prepare yourself and really have to have a mentor. Honestly, if you know an artist, or if you are an artist that gets a pop and you start getting these views and getting attention, a lot of people are saying that you are good at what you do, and they're saying, why aren't you signed to a label? You need to find a mentor that's kind of been through it and understand at least enough to say, hey, don't sign that deal, or you can do this, or you can do that. So just going through everything, I feel like God has given me all this knowledge to share it, but I'm waiting on the opportunity to share it. Maybe this is one. In fact, this is a great opportunity to share it. So
somebody may be on the same journey. Somebody may be on the same journey that you're on, a similar journey, and they hear this and they can prevent themselves from falling the same trap. And that's a thing I've learned. A lot of time, I always say misery becomes your ministry. Not so much it was miserable, but you made some choices that wasn't the best, and those things happen, but you went through it for somebody else. You know, we need to share our story with somebody else and help them, because you just never know how you, you probably just save somebody right now, just like that. You just save somebody the headache of what you've been through. And that's what it's all about, the journey, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So I want to go into a little bit of your music, man. I want to ask you, I have pulled some tracks, some titles of tracks, actually. And I want you to tell me, what was your thought process? So why did you write it, that particular song?
Okay.
So we're going to start with the first album. First album is Let Me Introduce Myself. Control.
So Control, man, is to me, Control is just, it was a time. It's certain songs that you write in a certain time when things are happening. And I, with that track, I was trying to reach out to the listener to get them to feel that this world is really cold. This is really a cold world, man. And you honestly do need God to track you through it, because like I said, growing up in Chicago, I got a solid foundation of how rough it can be, you know? And so I like to include those, those memories. And it was kind of like, I wasn't like a thug or anything like that, but I had exposure to it. So I can speak on it, you know, brothers, older brothers being in trouble, cousins being in this kind of trouble, seeing next door neighbors being in crazy situations. Right. And you just see it. You remember it. It's etched in your mind. And control, what I was trying to do, is just etch out how cold the world can be. Just write it as good as I could at that time.
One of my favorite songs on that album is R.I.P. to the Old Me.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Well, when you come to Christ, you become a new person and the old things fade away.
What were some of those old things that you changed from?
The old things I changed from, cussing, being extremely prideful, looking at life in certain aspects, learning to try to love people. That's something I'm still struggling with. It's just having a rough, and it stems from just having a rough past dealing with people in general.
Yeah.
So learning to love people. Growing up, you develop this is better you than me attitude. I remember driving by and somebody pulled over on the side of the road, probably from speeding. And I speed past, just thinking, better you than me. So better you than me. So those are some of the things. And I'm still working on it. You have to understand that this walk is, you're carrying a cross, man. Those things still pop up. You know, not being able to trust, you know, those are some of the things that slowly dying, but most are dead, but some you still working on, you know. So those are some of the things.
But that's just, thank you for explaining that, because what you identified is some areas that you need to work on.
That's right.
I was transparent with that. And I want people that listen to The Journey with James to understand it's okay to talk about things that you're going through, knowing that in the process, you are working on it. That's the key word you said, you're working on it. It's one thing to say, oh, I got this I'm struggling with, or I got this that I'm doing. I don't care and don't do nothing about it. But it's another thing to say, you know what? I'm dealing with this. I still struggle with this, but I'm working on it. It's a process. And that's what it is in life. We go through a process and you have to go through the process, but you're going to get better and better. So that's why, to me, that song touched me the most, because it's a lot of things that I'm not proud of in my life and even going through some things now. But that song resonated to me and I played it over and over again. I liked it. So I appreciate it.
Man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. So I'm going to ask you about one more song. Going to the album Godspeed. Rear View.
Oh,
it took you back, huh? Because this was what, 2019? When this album
came out. Yeah, man. Right? Yeah, and then you go through writing different songs and just you don't forget about the old content, but you're so in the moment of now. Then when you mention Rear View, it's like,
it takes you back a little bit.
Yeah,
takes,
man,
you back to the Rear View. Back and see.
Yeah. It's just dealing with things in your past, man. And you're not letting them go. And you know, when you look in the Rear View, things look closer than what they, you know, they got the little label. Right. Yeah. So, you know, it's a song about just leaving those things in the past, leaving those old things in the past, those old grudges. You know, that's one of my weak things is the old me is leaving behind or is dying to, is holding grudges, is, you know, and I even have a song on Godspeed about grudges, you know, and the key is to forgive as God has forgiven us, you know. And so, Rear View is just about that, man. It's just stop looking and use the past as a reference.
Yes.
But don't let the past be an idol. Don't hold on to it. Just focus on your present and your future, but just use your past as a reference.
I love that, man. Absolutely, man. And so I was going to ask you the question, what are some ways that you get through your past? Like, you, how do you go forward? What are some things you do? But you pretty much answer it with, you know, you go to God, you know.
Yeah, man.
Any other things?
Just learning to forgive, man. And at the end of the day, understanding as you go through life, things will happen and you react in a moment. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's a good thing. Hopefully it's not a bad, but if it is bad, ask for forgiveness. Be quick to forgive from that person. And then you move forward. Don't look back. Just keep moving forward. And as time progresses, the healing will happen.
Yeah.
You won't hold that grudge anymore because you're too busy focusing on things ahead. So
that's it. So I got a question for you then. Will you forgive me? I don't know if you remember this, but when you kind of first started in the department, I'm a little jokester. I like to play little pranks and all that stuff. I told you something was wrong with ENPS, I think it was. And it wasn't that time. And I jarred you a little bit. So do you forgive me?
Yes, man. I'm not concerned about that.
That's the thing. I want you to show action to what you just said. That's all. I want the people to know that.
Yes,
I want
you to see this. You have been forgiven, brother. I forgot
Thank
about
you, man.
That.
Oh, hey, man. It makes you feel
that's
good.
Not, that's nowhere compared to the stuff that I'd be having to hold, you know, have to hold myself accountable to forgive people for or not.
And
I know James is, yes. I forgive.
But I will tell you, in all seriousness, though, forgiveness is one of the hardest things that we go through in life, mm-hmm. you know. And the one thing I always say when it comes to forgiveness that kind of helps me to forgive is how mm-hmm. what gives me the right not to forgive somebody when God, our Father, is so quick to forgive us.
That's true.
What makes us, we're not God, we're not above him. So what makes us think mm-hmm. we can not forgive people? Now, forgiveness doesn't mean that you got to go back and still be connected to that person or whatever. You can forgive
exactly.
and move on. But to forgive still move on, it takes time. I still struggle with forgiving some people even today. If I'm very honest, it's hard. Yeah. Sometimes like, oh, I don't help me, you know, but but like we said before, you said earlier, everything's a process.
Yeah,
and we have to at least attempt to work on forgiving. So, man, I thank you for that. So what would you tell your young self today?
Sheesh. My young self today, man. I would first and foremost, man, tell him to focus on the things of God that would please him. Stop chasing the fast life. I'm grateful for God that he kind of pulled me out of that, but I was chasing so hard after that life, man, to the point where it didn't almost destroy me. But if you can look at the trajectory of some of the things that I was exposed to and some of the things I was around, it could have destroyed me. So just focus on the things of God, make music for him. What else? Peace be still. Peace be still. Keep walking, man. There are some nights I remember is just like, man, longing for these days that the things that I'm going through now, having a family, having stability in my life. Growing up in a single parent household and then, you know, mom taking care of three boys the best that she knew how. And the father's not being in a life or just being in there very minimal. Just keep walking the walk. You're going through this stuff to make you stronger. And anybody out there for that fact, if you're going through something right now, just press forward and press forward and remember to seek what God wants you to do in all aspects of life, whether it be with your health, whether it be with your wealth, whether it be with your spirituality. Always turn to God. And it may not happen. It may not turn around in the first few years like me. And it may not turn around.
Yeah.
But over time, you can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what I would tell myself.
I love that. And lastly, man, any new projects coming or anything you may be working on possibly?
Yes. Godspeed 2. Is coming. It's pretty much the complete, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Just that's something I need to work on too, is being a perfectionist, man. And I just when people hear my music, I want them to think very highly of it in all aspects. At times it kind of destroys me getting it out very quickly, but it's pretty much done. I'm just mixing and mastering and waiting for some of the track outs to some of the beats that I one of my good friends have done. So I want to say it's going to be out in July or August. So okay. Just look out for it. Godspeed too, and got a lot more music coming as well.
Good. Okay. Sounds good, man. It's been good, man.
You have a question, comment, or topic idea for the Journey with James podcast? If so, you can email us at journeywithjames@outlook.com. And remember, you can catch past episodes of the Journey with James podcast by going to Apple, Spotify, Google, or any other podcast entity.